Hello, buddy, Andy here again. Well, the other day I was reading an article in a magazine that I subscribed to, and the article was talking about the effect that Twitter and other social networks, but specifically Twitter, has on the way that we receive news nowadays. Because if you use Twitter like I do, you quite often find out news stories before anybody else does. You know, sometimes, yes, you have to be a bit careful if so-and-so's died. You know, make sure you check it before you retweet it yourself. But the way that things have changed, you can't find anything out in the way that you used to. It's very hard to not find something out. And the person in the article actually quoted an old episode of Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads, which was broadcasted about 1973, and the episode was all about the two guys wanted to watch the England match. England were playing in Bulgaria, and it was on, you know, at 20 past 10, match of the day or something like that, on the BBC on that Saturday night, and they were trying to avoid it. And of course it was the trials and tribulations of trying to not see a TV screen, not hear a radio, or not bump into anybody that might tell them the score. And there was a guy in the episode who was sort of following them around and betting them. I went back because I've got the Likely Lads, because it's one of those series that takes me back to my childhood. And I remember those days myself. But I went back and watched it, and what happened was at the end of the game, you know, there was one particular guy in the episode who kept saying, "You don't know then," you know, and they said, "Oh no," and they're running away and they didn't want to know. And this guy, what he was trying to tell them was that the game had been postponed because of a waterlogged pitch, and of course they spent all day avoiding it, sat down, and then, you know, then the game has been cancelled, they're going to show figure skating instead. But it reminded me of something very similar to myself back in 1989, and some of the details here may well have some people ahead of me here as to what the outcome of this story is. But the 15th of April 1989, I remember that particular day for a number of reasons. It was a Saturday, and we're going back so far that the FA Cup semi-finals were actually played at 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, lost those days, haven't we? I used to do shift work and work on the railway, so therefore I was actually working that particular Saturday. And my team, Everton, were playing Norwich City in one of the FA Cup semi-finals at Villa Park. Once again, they were playing them at different venues then, as opposed to Wembley. And I didn't want to know what the scores were. I was going to go home at night and watch the same Match of the Day programme at the sort of about 10:30 on that Saturday evening, and watch the other semi-final as well, which was between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. And I didn't want to know the results, so I managed to avoid it. I was at work, and you know, not looking at TV screens, not bumping into people, because football is one of those things that you tend to talk about. You know, FA Cup semi-finals, you know, matches like that, great importance, like England matches as well. Everybody wants to know, people are asking each other or whatever, especially if you go back to those days. Well, I managed to avoid it, a bit like the guys in the Likely Lads did. Sat down, went and turned on the TV, and the news was delayed a little bit, so I made sure that I was in the right place. And then, of course, as I said, some people may well be ahead of me here as to what happened. Everton did play that particular day, and they actually won 1-0 against Norwich. But the other semi-final was the famous or infamous Hillsborough event, where 96 Liverpool supporters unfortunately and tragically died because of the events of that particular day. So that's one of those things that I remember for a number of reasons, some not so good, but it sort of took me back to that. Listen, reading that article and watching that episode once again of The Likely Lads, I did a boo the other day about how things can change very quickly and these events spring up out of nowhere. And that's another one of those, things that instantly transports you back to one of those days. I remember that day pretty vividly for a number of reasons. But another point on that is, can you imagine what it would be like now if an event like Hillsborough — I hope to God that something like that never happens again, but disasters and events, you know, crashes or something happen all the time. Now, you can't avoid it. It would be, if you've got any sort of social media connections, you would not be able to avoid it, because you find out about it. You'd be getting tweets from the ground, you know, as, oh, there's something going on here. I've seen it happen for other type of events as well. Eyewitness reports. There'd be videos, you know, YouTube videos springing up all over the place. Probably not very pleasant at all. But so there you go. There's an interesting thing, a way that articles bring back memories, and some good and some not so good. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.